ocean of dua. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned. وليت شعري يا سيدي وإلهي ومولاي أتسلط النار على وجوه خرت لعظمتك ساجدا وعلى ألسن نطقت بتوحيدك صادقا بشكرك مادحا وعلى قلوب اعترفت بإلهيتك محققا وعلى ضمائر حوت من العلم بك حتى صارت خاشعة وعلى جوارح سعت إلى أوطان تعبدك طائعة وأشارت باستغفارك مذعنا. As you were previously with us, dear listeners, we were discussing this excerpt of the Kumail supplication. وَلَيْتَ شِعْرِي يَا سَيِّدِي وَإِلَهِي وَمَوْلَايِ أَتُسَلِّطُ النَّارَ عَلَى وُجُوهٍ خَرَّتْ لِعَظَمَتِكَ سَاجِدَةٍ. Would that I knew, O my master, my Allah, my protector, whether you will give the fire dominion over faces fallen down, prostrating before your greatness. وَعَلَىٰ أَلْسُنٍ نَطَقَتْ بِتَوْحِيدِكَ صَادِقَ. The tongues voicing sincerely the profession of your oneness. وَبِشُكْرِكَ مَادِحَ. The tongues giving thanks to you in praise. وَعَلَىٰ قُلُوبٍ اعْتَرَفَتْ بِإِلَهِيَّتِكَ مُحَقِّقَ. The hearts acknowledging your divinity through verification. وَعَلَىٰ ضَمَائِرَ حَوَتْ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ بِكَ حَتَّى صَارَتْ خَاشِعَةً. Or the minds encompassing knowledge of you until they have become humble. وَعَلَىٰ جَوَارِحَ سَعَتْ إِلَىٰ أَوْطَانِ تَعَبُّدِكَ طَائِعَةً وَأَشَارَتْ بِاسْتِغْفَارِكَ مُذْعِنَةً. And the limbs speeding to the places of your worship in obedience and entreating your forgiveness in submission. مَا هَكَذَا ظَنُّ بِكَ. No such opinion cannot be held of you. وَلَا أُخْبِرْنَا بِفَضْلِكَ عَنْكَ يَا كَرِيمُ يَا رَبِّ. Nor has such been reported thanks to your bounty concerning you, O Allah, the Generous. About this part of the supplication that the Commander of the Believers states the different states of the one who is worshipping Allah in its most comprehensive form, which is prayer. We had a quick look at some of the traditions upon the importance of prayer. This prayer, if experienced with love of Allah, the owner cannot ever doubt about the forgiveness of the Almighty Allah. The one who has experienced the love of Allah within himself cannot ever doubt this, because it is possible that a servant may show negligence in obeying Allah practically at some time, and sometimes he may embark onto something which is disliked by Allah. But that which is unimaginable, even while he's indulged in the wrongdoing, is his dislike for Allah's obedience and his love for sinning. This is unimaginable for a true servant. That is why the servant is always sure of the mercy of the Almighty Allah, of the forgiveness in hereafter, And at the same time, he's scared because he might have had some shortcomings, some wrongdoings.
I wish I had known, oh my master, my God and my Lord. Will you inflict fire upon faces which have submissively bowed in your prostration to your greatness, or upon the tongues which have sincerely confirmed your unity and have always expressed gratitude to you, or upon hearts which have acknowledged your divinity with conviction, or upon the minds which accumulated so much knowledge of you until they became submissive to you, or upon the limbs which strove to the places appointed for your worship, to adore you willingly and seek your forgiveness submissively. Such harshness is not expected from you, as it is far from your grace. O generous one, O Lord, you are aware of my weakness to bear even a minor affliction of this world and its consequence and adversity, although such afflictions are momentary, short-lived and transient.
Thank you, Allah, let me hear, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God speaks with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
So he has belief in his heart. His heart is totally embracing the cognition of the Almighty Allah. It is very interesting that Imam Ali alayhi salam tells this very Kumail, the narrator of this Kumail's application, Ya Kumail, laysa sha'nu an tusalliya wa tasuma wa tatasaddaq. O Kumail, you should not merely perform prayer, fast and pay charity. Innama sha'n an takuna salata fa'alta biqalbin naqi. وَعَمَلٍ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ مَرْضِي وَخُشُوعٍ سَوِيٍ. Rather, you should perform prayer with a purified and humble heart to satisfy Allah. And this is the kind of salat that not just the man or woman who is praying, but all the body parts, the clothes, and everything around the worshipper are also worshipping. In al-insan, Imam Ali alayhi salam says, إِذَا كَانَ فِي الصَّلَاةِ فَإِنَّ جَسَدَهُ وَثِيَابَهُ وَكُلَّ شَيْءٍ حَوْلَهُ يُسَبِّحُ. When one is performing prayer, his body, his clothes, everything around him, they're all worshipping. And besides the Holy Quran, the reliable Shi'i tradition sources, like Wasail al-Shi'a, are the best and most complete sources about the worldly and heavenly effects of performing this comprehensive form of worshipping, which is prayer. The true salat is the one that both the bodily parts and the soul, they're in one direction. These two are both paying their full attentions. They have their focuses to the Almighty Allah. And this is the split between the bodily instruments and the instruments of the soul. We have jawarih and jawanih. Jawanih are the instruments of the soul, and jawarih are the bodily instruments, the organs. The bodily parts sometimes fail to accompany the instruments of the heart, but the jawanih of the righteous ones solely belong to Allah. They always succumb to the love of Allah, and no one and nothing else. That is why in one of the supplications we read, O Allah, I love obeying you even though I have fallen short of it, and I dislike disobeying you even though I have embarked on it. So be gracious to me in granting me the heaven. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Don't let me go astray, 'cause I need you by my side. I wish to be close, close to you through high.